It's here and now. Walmart announced today that its U.S. e-commerce CEO and president is leaving the company and will be replaced by Fernando Madeira, who is currently the head of Walmart.com's Latin American division. Madeira will be moving from Brazil to the U.S., where Walmart is currently facing a lot of criticism over worker pay. Criticism that was raised at last week's shareholder meeting by a Walmart employee named Charmaine Givens-Thomas, who works at the store in Evergreen Park, Illinois.
We create enormous wealth for Walmart shareholders, including the Walton family, the richest family in America. Now, I'm not saying that the Waltons shouldn't make a good profit, but something is wrong when the richest family in America pays hundreds of thousands of associates so little they cannot survive without public assistance and charity of co-workers.
Well, we reached out to Charmaine Givens-Thomas, and she's with us now from WBEZ in Chicago. Charmaine, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, what was the reaction you got to saying that?
Well, we had a wonderful reaction from the delegates, associates from across the country and the world that was there. We got good reception from them, and that was great.
Were you worried about raising those kinds of concerns in front of the top people from the company?
No, I was not worried about raising the concerns because the concerns need to be raised in front of those top people.
You didn't think they would fire you?
No.
And they haven't?
No, they haven't. Not. I haven't been back to work yet, but no, they haven't fired me yet.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. You've worked at Walmart for 8 years now. What do you do there?
I'm an electronic sales associate, and I've also been a cashier and a Tire Lube Express greeter at Walmart.
And how much are they paying you?
I make $12.05 an hour at this present time. Start pay was $8.75, and I've gotten a bonus raise each year of like 40 cents.
And $12.05 an hour adds up to what per year?
$23,000 last year, and that was including quarterly bonuses, which is not something that we get on a regular basis.
Hmm. So what has that meant for you?
That has meant a struggle to pay my rent, to put food on the table, to pay my utilities, everything. It's a constant struggle. I have to go to food pantries. I have to get loans. You name it, we have to do what we have to do to survive.
When you brought that up, that people working at Walmart, working full-time at Walmart, often have to rely on the charity of their coworkers. Have you had to do that?
Oh, yes. My coworkers are wonderful. We support each other in times of need. And when we don't have lunch money, things of that nature, we will borrow money from each other. Yes.
Well, what would you like to see Walmart do?
I would like Walmart to respect the associates. I would like them to end their retaliation when we speak out. I would like for them to change the direction of the company to give the workers dignity and respect that we deserve. I mean, we are honest working American people. A majority of us are single mothers struggling to survive at Walmart, and it's not a good thing.
When you say end the retaliation for workers who speak out, what do you mean? What is the retaliation?
Well, the retaliation is when we go on a ULP strike, which is a federally protected strike, and when we speak out against injustices or things that are not right at our company, we are coached and terminated for that.
But that hasn't happened to you?
Oh, yes. The coaching part has happened to me quite a bit.
Some people may hear this and say, why don't you just get a job somewhere else if you don't like working at Walmart? They have the right to do what they want to do.
This is a struggling economy. Jobs are not that readily available. I've been looking for jobs for quite a while, but the economy is still sluggish. It's not, you know, a booming economy. It has not came back from the recession. So those jobs, the middle-class jobs that were taken away due to job businesses closing and moving out of the country have not been replaced. And Walmart is the biggest retailer in the world. So they're creating these, they're building new stores, they're creating jobs in all the communities. And in a lot of communities, that's all the jobs that are available.
Well, another argument that has been made is that if you raise the wages of people who are working at low-wage jobs, there will be fewer of those low-wage jobs, that the company will simply not be able to afford to hire that many people. What do you say to that?
Oh, I say that that's definitely not true. I think that if you raise the wages, there will be more money put back into society, and Walmart would make more money. The associates would be doing much better. Instead of struggling, they would be able to afford the things that they need as far as their basic needs, and that the whole economy would take an upturn.
You know, another argument that has been made, and I saw it made over the weekend by Paul Gigot of the Wall Street Journal, he said, you know, he had worked minimum wage jobs and that one of the benefits of minimum wage jobs is that they convinced him to get a better education so that he didn't have to work them anymore.
The reality to me of that is that it's going to always be retail jobs, and there are going to be people that will have to fill those positions, and those that choose to go to college and further their education to get better jobs, they will be doing that as well. But there will always be retail jobs in America in the foreseeable future, and they have to be filled by someone.
Charmaine, what do you make of the debate that's going on generally about the minimum wage? There is a big faction of people who say it should be raised up to $10 or even $15 an hour, as was just done in Seattle, and others who say it needs to stay where it is.
I think that it definitely should be raised, and if the minimum wage had kept up with the economy, they say it would be $22 an hour. Hmm. So with that being said, asking for $15 an hour with the cost of living being so high, I don't think it's a ridiculous thing to ask for.
Now, this program is broadcast in Arkansas. If the Waltons are listening to this, or if Doug McMillon, the new CEO, is listening to this, what would you like them to hear?
I would like to ask the executives to listen to the associates, respect the associates. We make huge profits for Walmart, and what we're asking for is not and would not be a huge burden on them, because if they put more money in our pockets, then we're already shoppers at Walmart. It would help the whole economy, and it would make the associates less stressful. I mean, they would be, I'm sure, happier, motivated associates. So I would ask them to consider the associates in the plans going forward in the future and do right by the associates.
Charmaine Givens-Thomas is a sales associate at the Walmart in Evergreen Park, Illinois. She's also a member of Our Walmart, the organization United for Respect at Walmart. Charmaine, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
And by the way, we have contacted Walmart and invited CEO Doug McMillon to speak with us. We hope to hear back and have that interview for you sometime soon. You're listening to Here and Now.